guest this evening. And I was talking last night, I was talking about Today FM. And of course, as we know, last Friday, they went off the air. And as I said then, you know, and we've got to understand that sometimes if a business is not viable, well, you can procrastinate, but sometimes you might have to take action. And I see today, and I'm so pleased to say that I've got the chair of the Ngāti Kahununu Rūnanga, Baden Barber, is going to talk to us today because the announcement has been made over there in Ngāti Kahununu in Napier around the closure of the Takutimu Seafoods business. So, kia ora, Baden. Welcome to Radio Wātea this evening.
Yeah, kia ora, Merepeka. Whanau te mihi, kia koe.
Now, nice to talk to you. Listen, I just saw that announcement and I see where, you know, I guess you've been... Well, look, Baden, have you been putting it off, trying to hope for better days, or was it the inevitable, obviously, with COVID? And I see, obviously, just in the recent times with the Cyclone Gabrielle, it must have been so difficult, the impact of COVID, and now just one thing after the other.
Yeah, it's kind of worked out that way. We did a restructure of the business about 9 months ago. We had to put 40 staff out, basically half the business, and we put the challenge to the staff at the time and the managers, say, hey, you know, we've downscaled, but we're going to make a go of this business. And unfortunately, 9 months later, and yeah, there's been a whole lot of things, but we had a review done, independent review, and you know, it was a māwiwi patient, and we basically run out of options, and so we've come to the decision to exit. And that's kind of what's played out today.
So this affects 33 staff. So is this your processing plant and your retail outlet? Is it the whole works of Takutimu Seafoods?
So the business Takutimu Seafoods was in was retail. So we had a fish and chip shop in Napier on Ahuriri there. We had a wholesale business and an online fish sales business. So, yeah, so all of our quota, that's all looked after, our iwi quota. So we're just talking about those parts of the business, but it's still, you know, 33 staff. But the losses continue to pile up. And, you know, as an iwi, we just don't have any more appetite for that. Because it's the you know it's the future of our people going into a sunk business, so the best decision to exit.
Yeah. Well, and I guess Baden, you know, in 2019, I think when you started the business, I guess when you did your business case, nobody could have foresaw, you know, that foreseen COVID was just on the horizon. So, had it not been for COVID, do you think that things would have been different? Was that the kicker?
Possibly. But, you know, with the review, what we did find is, you know, cost of sales. So every dollar we were making is costing us $1.50 to make, you know what I mean? And yeah. So that, on top of high overheads, you know, it's not the recipe for a successful business. So, I mean, COVID did have an impact, as it did on many of our primary sector businesses. But, yeah, there were other parts of the operating model that just weren't working.
Well, the good thing is that you have, you know, you've taken, as I say, you've shared with us that you did an independent review, so that it was done, there was no bias there. It was done absolutely taking the very, I suppose you could say, a very cool look at, no, there's a word that I'm trying to think. It's a very clear focus on, you know, what the current situation is and what you might have to do. So I guess, you know, that decision was taken. So 33 staff, when does it actually, does it actually close in a month or so, or are you closing it within the next week or two?
So we haven't, reopened from Cyclone Gabrielle. So when the cyclone hit, that put power out of the factory. And so that had some issues, you know, with all of our stock that were in the freezers. And there were a number of other issues, health and safety, electrical issues and roofing issues. So we've just been working through that, through an insurance claims. And, yeah, that's all kind of coincided in the decision that was made last Friday. But, But yeah, no, it's at the end of the day, he mamai puto, but he oranga maurua. You know, we're putting this to rest for the betterment of our iwi long term. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. It's hard for the staff and their whānau, but the decision will be better for our iwi long term.
So what's the employment prospects for your 33 staff like in over there in the Hawke's Bay? Will you, because we talk about there's a lot of vacancies at present, people can't get staff, and certainly in Rotorua and the hospitality and our tourism business is starting to bounce back, so we're not doing too badly. But in your the potential in your area for staff to find positions and jobs?
Yeah, so what we've stood up is a Manaaki Centre, so the iwi is working with employers. We're trying to line up the skills that our people have had at Takitimu Seafoods, and looking at other primary sector, Silver Fern Farms, which is a meat processing company. There are some big companies in the primary sector here in Hawke's Bay, and so we're just using our iwi networks to put our people in the best position to get further employment, redeploy into other areas. So I'm pretty confident that most of the staff, we should be able to find new employment in other parts of the primary sector.
And of course, Cyclone Gabrielle has affected your area significantly. So there must be other parts of your Ngāti Kahununu businesses. I don't know, your business over there that have been affected. Has there?
Yeah, well, I mean, we, in terms of the horticulture sector,
yes,
which is the backbone of Hawke's Bay, the fruit bowl of Aotearoa, if not the world, it's been hit really quite badly, over $1 billion worth of loss in terms of revenue, lost revenue, and also some of the capital investment put into orchards these days. It's all a new game, orcharding, and it does cost a lot to make a dollar and orcharding, but there's been some major losses in our horticulture and even in our farming sectors. So, the iwi is, we're in farming. Some of our Māori horticulture, our orchardists, some of them are some of the bigger players in Hawke's Bay. So that has had an impact on iwi business in a wider sense. But we're working through it. We're working with insurance companies, and we're working with the government to try and get the best recovery package to get our primary sector up and running again, because we depend on it. It pays the bills. It pays most of the bills here in Hawke's Bay. That's for sure.
Yes, and of course, the recovery will take, obviously, it will take some time. I was pleased to see today, actually delighted to see today, where Te Ariki Tuheitia was visiting your area today. That must have been a thrill for the folks over there.
Yeah. We had Tuheitia, he came onto Omahu Marae. So Omahu was one of the worst hit communities in Hastings. Today had the privilege of accompanying him and Te Mākau Ariki up into Wairoa to show them around Wairoa. And they had a good look around the devastation there. We went to Takitimu Marae, had an awesome day with the whānau up there, and then called into Tāngoio in Napier, just out of Napier, which was really badly hit. The marae there has been totally smashed by floodwaters. And so, it was an opportunity for Tuheitia and his people to have a look. But certainly they've not just come for a look. They've put a whole lot of resource into Wairoa, about 20 staff and a number of trucks and machinery to support the whānau up there.
Oh, well, that's good. I know that from all around the country, from here in Rotorua, we had a lot of people go down, and they spent probably 3 or 4 weeks down in your area doing what they could. And because you do, in times of disaster and like that, then you try to help as much as you can with what you've got. And and you're pleased to do it, because you know that should it ever happen in our own area, people would be there to walk beside us as well. No, but right. I do say though, Baden, that one of the issues, the significant issues that I know that will come up, and it's probably about in another 6 months' time, is that we do need to be careful of people's health, of course, but I'm also talking about the mental health, because the realities of coming into winter and just trying to get, you know, just some of the basics for a lot of our families. We've got to make sure that we're still walking with them and ensuring that they get their needs met, you know, even if it's not that well, we hope it'll be a house, obviously, but, you know, just some of those things when you've lost absolutely everything and you don't have an electric blanket, when you don't have a hot water bottle, and, you know, just some of those basic things that we see, you know, scarf and gloves that you pull out over the winter months. Well, and so we've got to make sure that we're still there with them too, because it's going to be a long recovery, I suspect.
I totally agree. We had Leanne Dalziel and her team from her time with the Christchurch Council and her time as mayor come up and talk to the regional leaders about the lessons learned in Christchurch. And one of the big lessons was around the emotional distress, the mental health. And there's actually a kind of a cycle. You know, everyone starts off with a low at the actual event, the disaster. And then there's a big outpouring of love and aroha and manaaki. And, you know, you get on this high, everyone's helping, everyone's chipping in there, giving their last shoot off their back. And then, but then after that, I guess when all the emergency people go home, you get this decline, and it's a long decline. And, you know, that's where people start to, you know, having the hoha of dealing with insurance companies, getting, you know, pushed back on and all of that. So, you know, the mental health and just making sure that people are doing things to support their hinengaro and their wairua. So, you know, that's something that we're definitely very mindful of, and we've been working with our health providers, Te Whatu Ora, Te Aka Whai Ora, and others to support whānau where they need that extra, whether that's psychological or you know, some support services in that area.
Well, I'm pleased Leanne did take the initiative to come up with her, with some of her people who had been there after the Christchurch earthquake, because I remember listening one night and I was hearing somebody talk from Christchurch, and he said, God, he said, I hope those people have been affected by Cyclone Gabriel. He said, I hope they don't make the same mistakes that we did. And I thought, well, I hope somebody's going to share that with the people who've been affected. Yes, because if there's lessons.
It was good. I mean, you know, there's a whole lot of things that they wouldn't do again, you know, with the benefit of hindsight. So, we've taken those lessons on board. Very helpful. And, you know, they were just very open to sharing their experience. So, we're definitely going to take those things on board. I guess the challenge for us now is you know, working with the government, and just seeing what the appetite is in terms of their budget. I know there's an election coming up, so they might be dangling a few carrots. But you know, we've got some big issues. I mean, infrastructure, roading, bridges, you name it. Housing. We've got multiple communities that have people displaced. They can't live anywhere at the moment. Some of them living at Panawai. So yeah, we've got a few challenges in front of us.
Now, talking about that, it must be a year, Baden, since you've come into the position as chair of the Ngāti Kahanunu Runanga. How's it been for you? And has it been a year?
It'll be a year, just under a year. What are we, April? Yeah, coming up to a year at the end of the month. It's been good, but we've had challenges, and you know, this Takitimu business has been a big challenge, because I knew coming into the role that was one of the things that needed to be sorted out, actually. So it's been on the, you know, it's been an identified risk for the iwi for some time before I came into the role. So, you know, we just have to work through the issues, and they're not easy issues. Some of these things, you know, you've got people, you've got staff, you've got... it's not just about money, it's about mana. You know, some of our older people, that was their dream to have their own fishing companies and, you know, those types of things. You know, business 101, you've got to make money from business. And if you're losing millions of dollars, well, we just have to, we just have to work through that and
you do.
And get to the other side. Yep.
Well, they do say, Baden, that leadership is never a popularity contest. you have to be prepared to make the hard calls when it's necessary, and sometimes earlier rather than later.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right.
Look, thank you so much, Baden, for giving the time this evening to talk with us on Radio Wātea. It's always good to talk to those who are actually on the ground, who are seeing it, and just giving us the bird's eye view. This is the real McCoy. This is why these decisions were taken and why they were made. And, it is really necessary. And so that we know that, yes, from time to time we see things, we read things, and we say, oh, my goodness, did that have to happen? Well, actually, yes, it did. So, you can't continue to throw good money after bad. And support will be provided for your staff. Baden, thank you so much for talking with us.